The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog, Vince.
Hello.
Juan is on sabbatical.
That's nice.
It's nice, yeah. So, how you doing this week, Vince?
I'm all right, I guess. How are you?
I'm alive.
Yay.
Yay?
For now, until the cops come in and break in your door and say, we think you have COVID-19.
Pretty much. It's going to be that kind of show, folks. All right. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Joe Biden and black people. Shad Gaspard, Hannah Kimura, The Snyder Cut, Eddie Haskell, AEW Double or Nothing, Vote by Mail Fraud, Church Arson, and much more. Top 10 list this week, movie TV title mashups, and we will answer your listener question. Before we get into the show normal, Memorial Day is tomorrow, time to remember everybody that died for what little freedoms we have left, but at one time we had quite a few, so.
Yay, that's not depressing.
No.
Nice job.
I do try hard, it just doesn't seem like it, so. All right, you want to go into TV news?
Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Hey, you remember Aunt Becky from the Full House thing?
Yeah.
For 14 months, she has maintained... Lori Loughlin's her real name. She maintained her innocence in the college admission scandal. Yeah, her and the husband have now pled guilty to fraud and will spend 2 months in federal prison. So, apparently they paid this guy $500,000 to get their two daughters into USC on fake rowing scholarships. And they got busted. So Aunt Becky's going to the slammer.
2 months.
Yeah, and it's Fed prison.
Federal prison for celebrities.
Yeah.
It's like Club Med with bars.
It's quarantine with bars, pretty much. So
that's that's gonna be rough.
You know there's gonna be a Lifetime movie. There has to be.
I just wanted to do what was best for my kids.
For the kids.
I get the strip searcher, right?
Yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. That'd make you happy.
Oh, make me real happy. I'm getting happy. Next story.
Well, time to end that. The new Muppets show will officially be called Muppets Now and will hit Disney Plus on July 31st. So,
what happened to the old Muppet show?
The one that was on ABC was canned, and so Disney's just rebooting, kind of, and it's going to be on the streaming service.
Just
so
let the Muppets die already. I hate to say that, man. I don't know. It's not the 70s anymore.
Don't make the Muppets edgy. They're Muppets. They're supposed to be cheerful and all this, and they tried to make it edgy, and I'm like, that's not the Muppets. Henson's doing fucking cartwheels in his grave, so.
I don't know, man. I just don't. I don't know. I went to Storyteller back.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was an awesome show.
Yeah.
It's depressing. I don't know. I just want my Muppets back. With special guest star Elton John. Yay!
That was the good one, yes.
Yeah, the old one.
Yep. All right, next story here. In a very surprise move, Ruby Rose has quit Batwoman. She has decided to leave the TV series ahead of its already announced second season. The exact reason is remaining unclear, but the show will go on. Warner Brothers has said they have committed to creating a second season with a new series lead. She said, "I have made the very difficult decision not to return to Batwoman next season. This is not a decision I made lightly, as I have the utmost respect for the cast, crew, and everyone involved in the show in both Vancouver and L.A. And she went on to thank everybody for giving her the opportunity. I am truly grateful. So there you go. She's out. No more bat. No more Ruby Rose Batwoman. So.
Oh, that's too bad. I just want no Batwoman at all.
Well, somebody has suggested. I'm going to butcher the name. Stephanie Beatriz.
Yeah, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
From Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm like, you know what? Why not?
She's not going to leave Brooklyn Nine-Nine for that.
Film it when they're not filming. I don't know. Hell.
Do you have to have a leg licker?
The character is technically a lesbian in the comics, yes.
Right. Okay. Jesus, but man.
They don't usually stick to source material, as we bitch about on this show a lot.
What about a transgendered black man? Would that work?
Woman. RuPaul as Batwoman.
Yeah, dude, I totally watch that shit.
You know, I'd probably tune in for that too.
Just over the top, just crazy shit.
Instead of punching and kicking, he just throws glitter at people.
Yeah, just slaps like and Rip bites. Taylor. Holy fuck.
Rip Taylor.
Oh my god. Rip Taylor is Batwoman.
Buckets of confetti and glitter.
Could you imagine?
I want that show now.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah, just make it so over the top crazy that it just, yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, that would be perfect. All right. Sad news here. Ken Osmond, best known for his role as troublemaker Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver, passed away Monday morning. He was 76. Surrounded by family members. Cause of death currently unknown or not released by the family.
COVID-19. So,
18 gunshot wounds, and we're calling it COVID. Yeah. So, but you know, yeah, 76. He was younger than I thought.
Well, I mean,
I don't know why I thought all the Leave It to Beaver people were older than that, but
it was the '50s.
Yeah, I guess it was the '50s, wasn't it?
You know what the worst thing on TV ever said was?
Word.
I think you're a little hard on the Beaver last night.
Yep, that's. I knew the joke was coming. I was just going to try to circumvent, but yeah. I failed.
Whatever.
All right. ABC has announced some shows they are bringing back for new seasons. Among the 13 shows renewed are Stumptown, Mixed-ish, which is the Black-ish spinoff, which Black-ish has also been renewed. ABC has also given the green light for Nathan Fillion's The Rookie, American Housewife. For some reason, The Conners got renewed. The Goldbergs, and A Million Little Things. Aside from the scripted shows, they're bringing back Dancing with the Stars, 2020, Shark Tank, The Bachelor, and another season of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with communist mouthpiece Jimmy Kimmel. So, there's that.
Yay.
Nah.
I don't even watch TV anymore. I watched Svengoolie last night.
How was it?
It was Gargoyles.
Oh. That's awesome.
I know that issue.
Little Mermaid, latest classic Disney animations to be adapted into a live action film, and it looks like it's going to get a follow up TV series. I hope the story is false because it just sounds like the shits. This is according to Deadline, so it's probably not. A comedy series titled Washed Up is in development at Disney Plus from a writer that has worked on Jane the Virgin. The series will reportedly pick up the Little Mermaid story 15 years after the events of the animated film, with now a tailless Ariel trapped in a loveless marriage. It will reportedly see the princess embark on an adventure to save humankind and her underwater kingdom after her father is suddenly and suspiciously declared dead.
A loveless marriage. Only a feminist could come up with that fucking storyline.
Yeah.
It was a happily ever after story.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the fucking movie's not going to work anyway. How the fuck are you supposed to fry chicken underwater?
I was ready for it. You didn't get me. I was so ready for that. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was close to just getting me to go.
But
I didn't.
I know. I'm sorry. I tried.
Timberlands make you sink. All right. Let's go to movie news. See, I can get you. It's the little quick jokes. It's like a jab. You don't go for the power punch. You go for the jab.
Bricks, man.
Let's go to movie news before this completely deteriorates.
All the Navy guys are like, yep.
Yep. Vince, we're getting the Snyder Cut.
Okay.
The mythical unreleased version of the 2017 film Justice League will finally see the light of day on HBO Max streaming service in 2021. After years of campaigning from both talent and fans. Is currently unclear what form Snyder's Justice League will take, whether it will be released as a almost 4-hour director's cut movie or split into 6 chapters has yet to be decided. Now, the Snyders are now in the midst of reassembling much of their original post-production crew to score, cut, and add and finish old visual effects, and maybe bring back some of the original actors to record additional dialogue. According to Snyder, you probably saw 1/4 of the movie I made in theaters. Because, for those that don't know, Snyder was in the middle of making Justice League when his daughter committed suicide, and he stepped away, they brought in feminist Joss Whedon, and the rest is trash. So... Oh, and we will be getting Darkseid. That's been confirmed. So Darkseid will be in the movie.
In the Snyder Cut?
Yeah. Apparently it's going to be a lot darker. Like apocalypse darker. So I'm ready. Can't be worse than what Whedon did. All right. Next thing here, Sony is building up their Marvel movies. Veteran TV director S.J. Clarkson. She has signed on to develop the first female-centric movie for Sony's characters. This is according to Variety. It's unconfirmed who at this time who the character will center be, but it looks like it's either going... It's going to be Spider-Man, obviously. That character pool. But the rumor right now is it's either Madam Web or it's Spider-Woman. Madam Web would be a way you could introduce Sony's characters into the main Marvel lines, because that's a dimension-hopping character. But Spider-Woman easily ties in with S.H.I.E.L.D., so you can do it either way. So, yay?
No, I don't care.
You don't care. I am.
I do care.
Sam Raimi's Spider-Man's still the best.
Yay, I have a vagina. I made a movie. Congratulate me. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, pretty much. But... All right, former WCW World Champion David Arquette is joining the cast of the new Scream movie that's in the works. Plot details are being kept under wraps, but Arquette will reprise his role as Dewey Riley from the original 96 Scream movie and will continue to be pursuing the mysterious killer Ghostface. Though Arquette is the first member of the film's ensemble to be officially announced, filmmakers are in conversation with other legacy cast members. So,
what was that one chick's name that was so big? Neve Campbell.
Yeah.
She was huge back in the day. And this disappeared.
Yeah.
Apparently she didn't suck enough dick to get the jobs.
Yeah.
Well, at least she's got standards, right?
Yeah. All right. Oh, Vince is going to bitch at this one.
Really? I haven't bitched about any of them?
No. Deadline reports that, Vince, we're going to get a remake of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Why?
The new take...
Why?
The new take will be written by Chuck Hayward, who wrote the movie Dear White People, and be directed by Billy Woodruff, who directed Beauty Shop, with the goal of having a more inclusive cast and crew.
So the bullet came from outside. Is that what you're telling me? That they didn't do nothing? They good boys?
Oh, this is going to be bad.
I don't know what to tell you.
This is the type of movie Vince just gets drunk and watches.
I'm not watching it. I'm not watching that shit.
We can do a breakdown theater with it.
Nope. And get copyrighted into hell.
Well, that or take a shot per racial joke. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. White people bad. Every other fucking line. I can't wait. Yep. Should be great.
All right, let's go to comic book news this week. There's actually some news. Fan favorite Hulk creators Peter David and Dale Keown will unite with artist German Peralta and Argus for Maestro a new series that will explore the origins of the villain who debuted in Peter David's Hulk Future Imperfect story in 92. The series will be unspecified in length as of now, and will explore how Bruce Banner and the Hulk went from the version most people know to the hyper-evolved villain Maestro in the alternate future. This is due out in August, so at least number one is. I always liked that character because it was smart Hulk but evil. So
that makes sense.
Yep. Last kind of thing for comic book news this week. The convention circuit, it will be back sooner than you think. In a detailed Facebook post Tuesday afternoon, the organizers behind Tampa Bay Comic Con confirmed they have received the green light from officials to keep with the event that's been scheduled for mid-July. As of now, the convention will still take place from the July 10th to July 12th at the Tampa Convention Center, making it one of the only conventions to stand its ground from a summer date. Even San Diego canceled theirs. It was scheduled late in July. Though the Tampa-based convention will still take place, the Tampa Convention Center and Tampa Fire Marshal are forcing the convention to implement several new safety measures, including mandatory temperature checks, increased cleaning and disinfection staff, and restricted occupancy.
Yeah, because when it's 102 degrees in Tampa in the summertime,
yeah,
the fucking temperature check's going to work.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, that was my first thought, too, was, yeah. All right. We actually have some books come out this week. Comic books. Deceased Unkillables issue 3 of 3 that finishes that mini series. Deceased Hope at World's End. The Deceased books are DC zombie books. Hope at World's End #1 came out this week, and it is digital only for now, I believe. Dungeons and Dragons Infernal Tides issue 3. The Goon issue 10.
Oh, and shit.
Red Hood Outlaw issue 45, which if we had the story last week that they're canceling that book, which just pisses me.
I'm done with comics. I'm not buying any more fucking comics.
They got rid of Red Hood. They got rid of Terrifics. I'm done checking out.
Yeah, I'm not buying anything. I honestly, that was the only comic I was buying.
Was Terrifics?
Yeah, that was it. I'm done. Done. I let my kid take over. You know what I mean? My inner kid, not my kid.
Right. It's going to have to be something big to get me to go back to buying. Yeah, that sucks. So, nope. All right. Let's go to wrestling news, and we start with just sad stories here. Investigators say a body matching the description of former WWE wrestling star Shad Gaspard had washed up ashore in Venice. He was swept away by a rip current while swimming with his 10-year-old son. Lifeguards came out, and he told the lifeguards to go get his son. Lifeguards got the son and rescued him, but Shad was taken away and drowned. So that sucks. There is a shirt. Collar and Elbow has a memorial shirt, and so does Pro Wrestling Tees. And all the money from the shirts are going directly to his family. So
sucks. Go get my kid.
Yeah. I mean, he, you know, saved the boy. That's...
Jesus, man.
Yeah. Now we have more sad news. Hana Kimura, Japanese professional wrestler, was a cast member of the most recent season of Netflix's reality show Terrace House. Passed away. This was yesterday, I believe. I mean, this got picked up in a Variety magazine, for Christ's sake. She was 22. Originally, the story of the cause of death was not immediately clear, but we do know now it was suicide, I believe by poisoning. Friday, she posted a picture of her and her cat with a caption that read, "Goodbye." She took the cat to the Stardom, which is the wrestling company dormitory, left it on the doorstep, and went and did what she did. She recently posted a series of troubling tweets, one of which said that she didn't want to be a human anymore. Thank you to everyone that supported me. Apparently, she had been cyberbullied due to her appearance on this reality show. And that's basically what caused her to take her life. She was second generation. Her mother was also a pro wrestler. She was being positioned as the top female wrestler in Japan probably in the next couple years. She joined the Terrace House 20th or season here. I'm trying to read this. Part of it's in Japanese. But like the rest of Netflix's production, shooting had halted due to the corona. But she was cyberbullied after some incident that happened on the show. So
apparently she hit a guy
over laundry. I think there was an argument over laundry.
Right. She, like, the argument was, is that, you know, if a guy did that, then, you know, it'd be all over for the guy. His career would be over. Da, 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 da. And they were relentless.
Yeah.
So,
and that's why she poisoned herself. So, 22. Jesus fuck.
I'm going to be good. I'm not going to say nothing.
No, it's, I mean, it's crazy. But, all right, let's go to the next story here. I read up on this story after Elizabeth asked my thoughts on it for a listener question. CZW has been running pay-per-view specials over the last few months, highlighting various matches throughout the promotion's history. Some of the specials have featured the likes of Tessa Blanchard, Britt Baker, Penelope Ford, and more. The unfortunate parts of these specials have been the titles. CZW runs two specials, one featuring men, the other featuring the women. Men's specials have been titled things like Best of Explosion Matches or Worst Injuries. The women's specials have been named CZW Girls, All Assets Revealed, and CZW Girls, Top Heavy and Tough. When CZW was called out for this, they released a statement saying 2 years ago, we entered a licensing agreement. Anything that happens basically is on them. It ain't on us. We stand behind all of our in-ring action and all of our footage. And everybody just jumped on the weak statement. Was met with ridicule and disdain by not only fans, but the wrestlers themselves who are featured in these specials. A lot of them have stated online that they never signed away their rights for authorized licensing footage for profit and distribution, and that they are looking into legal action against CZW and the production company. It has also come out that DJ Hyde, the owner booker of CZW, made sexist comments to talent in the past, such as, I wouldn't book you unless I would fuck you. Also saying that I could fuck you anytime I want.
Ooh, classy.
Yeah, there's another allegation that he would force girls to share hotel rooms with him and cuddle with them. So, yeah, fuck DJ Hyde. Who would have thought Zandig was a better owner? But
yeah. Danzig.
Zandig, yeah. Wrestler.
Oh, that's just Danzig.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
But, yeah, apparently. Mother. But, yeah, so DJ Hyde's just scummy. So.
No.
Yes. All right, last thing for wrestling. AEW held Double or Nothing last night. Here are the results. Your mystery person in the casino ladder match for a number one contender is managed by Taz, and it is Brian Cage. Big boy. So he is your new number one contender. He won. MJF beat Jungle Boy. Cody beat Lance Archer to be the first TNT champion. Belt was presented by Mike Tyson. During the broadcast, it was revealed that the title is not finished and will still receive gold plating with the corona. The place they get their belts done at was kind of shut down. So, Chris Statlander beat Penelope Ford. Dustin Rhodes beat Sean Spears. Hikaru Shida beat Nyla Rose to win the women's title. Jon Moxley beat Brody Lee to retain the world title. And the Elite beat the Inner Circle in the Stadium Stampede, which was one of the damnedest things I've ever seen. Wacky ass cinematic match. Hangman on a horse. Somebody got locked in a freezer. Matt Hardy got dunked in water and kept getting reincarnated as past versions of characters. It was fantastic. It was stupid, silly. There was moonsaults off the goalpost because they held it in the stadium where the Jaguars play. It was just insane. Vince, you would have liked it.
Damn, even they're doing something original and different?
Yes. Even with no New Day, you would have enjoyed it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Something original and different. I, 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 Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Yeah. We literally had the old Western movie where a guy gets dragged down the bar during a fight. You had that spot, so it was good times. I enjoyed it thoroughly. All right, let's go to sports news this week. Sports leagues across the world are having trouble if they can resume sports, but how can the atmosphere be improved if there's no fans? Not many clubs will be rushing to follow the example of FC Seoul. The top-flight South Korean team has apologized after fans accused them of using sex dolls in the stands. The team insisted they were, quote, premium mannequins rather than sex dolls, but did admit they came from a supplier that produces sex toys. Some of the dolls were holding signs advertising X-rated websites, despite pornography being banned in South Korea. The mannequin's manufacturer told BBC they had apologized to the team, but they reiterated that they were merely premium mannequins. The team has been fined by the league for doing this, so.
Premium mannequins you can buck.
Well, yeah, that's what makes them premium.
Yeah.
All right, the NBA. Vince's, nah, I ain't even going to make that joke. It's not your favorite monkey league.
I love the NBA.
Yeah. Nothing but, yeah. They're in exploratory talks with Disney to possibly restart its season at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida late in July. The restart would be at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, which would act as a single site for games, practices, and housing. So we don't know. They're in talks. It might happen. Who knows?
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on around here?
That's right. Anytime we can use that quote, I'm happy. All right. With the beating and banging in the final 10 laps of probably had fans at home on their feet, but sadly not in the stands, an emotional Chase Briscoe battled Kyle Busch to the line to capture the win of the Toyota 200 at Darlington, the NASCAR Infinity Series first race back since the COVID pandemic brought a sport to a halt. The win was made all the more poignant for Briscoe by the personal emotions of the week, as he and his wife announced on Wednesday that they had lost their baby they were expecting. He said, "This is for my wife. This has been the hardest week I've ever had to deal with. When I took the lead, I was crying in my car. This is more than a race win. This is the biggest win of my life after the toughest day of my life." So there you go. Good for him. I mean,
that sucks.
That sucks, but yeah. All right, next story here. Jerry Sloan, the NBA Hall of Fame head coach who was at the helm when the Jazz for years, died this week after a battle with Parkinson's and dementia, the Jazz announced on Friday. He coached the Jazz from 88 to 2011, was the Bulls head coach from 79 to 82. Before he joined the Bulls coaching staff, he played for the team from 66 to 76. Two-time All-Star and six-time All-Defensive team. So, sadly, Parkinson's and dementia. Last thing for sports this week, Patrick Ewing.
I love Patrick Ewing.
Current coach of Georgetown Hoyas and former New York Knick and guy.
Yeah, boy, he can walk it to a fucking hoop, can he?
Boy, yeah.
I'm still mad about that. When was that? 94, 95?
94, 95,
That still pisses me off.
Yep. I don't think he ever got called for traveling.
Five steps. He took five steps. They didn't call it. The Pacers would have won that fucking year. They would have won the playoffs that year.
Yeah. Well, he's got the Rona. He shared his diagnosis in hopes of convincing people that the virus is serious, not to be taken lightly.
Oh, maybe he could walk it off.
Yeah, he's under care and in isolation in a hospital near Georgetown's campus in D.C.
Walk it off, Ewing! You can do it!
I want to thank the healthcare workers and everyone on the front lines. I'll be fine, and we'll all get through this. Just walk it off, Ewing.
Just walk it off, Ewing. You can do it.
Fucking Detlef Shrimp would look at him funny and get a damn whistle on him. So, yeah.
How long ago? What is that? 20 some years ago?
Yeah.
I'm mad about that. It's been 20 some years, man.
You and grudges, boy. Just whew.
I don't watch NBA because of that now.
Yeah.
Because it's money.
Yeah.
I was a kid and found out it's all about money because they put asses in the seats. As long as you put asses in the seats, they don't give a fuck. You make us money. Here you go.
Yep.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Well, you know what puts asses in seats now, Vince?
What, baby?
Video games.
Oh yeah, you wanna know a game that's gonna put people's asses in seats?
The Last of Us 2?
Shit. Bitch, you almost made me laugh. Final Fantasy 14 is currently free on PS4.
Really?
Yeah. Civ 6 is free on Epic Games right now.
Thank you, Justin. That is till the 28th, I do believe. I got it. Hey, free is my favorite price. So.
I like free. Free is so good.
It is the base game. Civ 6, it's the base game. None of the DLC, but shit, it's a $60 game you're getting for free.
Yeah. Yeah. So just download it. It's good. The Outer Worlds is now available for pre-order on the Switch. I don't know why you'd want to play it on the Switch. Oh, wow. But the controls are all fucked up on that. Why are you making so much fucking noise?
I got a drink, asshole.
Donald Trump is asshole. No, China asshole.
China asshole.
Let's see. Sony to announce PS5 game lineup soon. This is from the 19th. The next generation is fast approaching, but so far we haven't seen many games for either of the new platforms. That could change soon, as Sony said in a recent investor meeting that it's preparing to show off its PlayStation 5 lineup. So that could be any time now. There was the Unreal 5 demo.
That looked amazing.
Did you see it?
I did see that, yeah. Can you imagine Leisure Suit Larry like that?
I can't imagine Leisure Suit Larry at all.
Aww.
On a new one.
You know we're not going to get that on the PlayStation 5?
I don't.
This is why I gave up on video games.
Leisure Suit Larry?
Yep. We never got a next gen or a sequel.
Borderlands 3 hot fix update is out now. It doesn't do very much, whatever that means. Xbox Live is down. No timetable for return. This is an update. Let's see. Xbox Live services appear to have resumed. An issue has been resolved. Look, I'm reading right off the news. I think that's it. That's all I got. There's really nothing.
Yeah.
Star Citizen is now free to play for a limited time.
Ooh.
The space exploration and combat simulator Star Citizen has a free-to-play trial period that is now live on PC. Cloud Imperium Games announced you have 11 days to check the game out. From now until Monday, June 1st, you can take in all of Scam Citizen's bullshit.
That's what it is.
The recommended... Okay, let's do the minimum PC requirements. 16 gig of RAM, AMD Radeon R5 M330, Intel Core 2 Quad Q9000, 64-bit version of Windows.
Yeah, that ain't working for me.
So. Wow, that's a hog right there, buddy. Yeah, if you want to download Scam Citizen, you
go right ahead and do that.
Yep. All right, that's all I got.
I'll be over here playing Civ. So.
Yeah, ain't no shit for free.
Yeah. All right, we'll go to music this week. The Dropkick Murphys announced their second live stream performance that will be even bigger than their first. That's because not only will they be playing live from Fenway Park, but they will be joined via video by Bruce Springsteen. The digital concert, aptly called Streaming Out of Fenway, will go down the 29th at 6 Eastern. The Murphys themselves will appear live from an empty Fenway Park, marking the first and possibly only time that a band plays on the baseball diamond. Springsteen will join via video. The event also marks the first music performance without an in-person audience at a major U.S. arena, stadium, or ballpark.
You know, this is going to be the new way people are going to watch concerts now.
Yep.
They're going to start pay-per-viewing them. I mean, you could still go to the concert, but if they pay-per-view it,
Yeah.
They're going to make so much money off of doing that now.
Yep.
Streaming a live concert.
Yep. Last thing for music news here. The Wu-Tang Clan have launched a Better Tomorrow collection, a line of products benefiting the Ottawa Food Bank, Ottawa Mission Foundation, and Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario during the corona crisis. Among the items is a Protect Your Hands sanitizer. It is plant-based and vegan for all you people that are scared of meat. For every purchase of the hand sanitizer, another hand sanitizer will be donated to the Ottawa Mission Foundation, along with homeless shelters throughout the Canada land. So,
Wu-Tang Clan saving the world.
It's like $20 for 8 ounces.
Is it really?
If I looked right, yeah. So,
okay, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty much.
But so, Wu-Tang Clan is trying to save the planet.
That's true. Through vegan hand sanitizer.
I don't mind.
I don't mind it either.
At least they're trying. Fuck
it. At least they're doing something productive and good.
Yeah, hey, you know what? We're going to sell this shit, and it's going to go to these people and kids.
Yeah. So.
No, it's good on you guys.
Good on RZA. So.
No shit. Who would have ever thought we'd be saying that out loud? Woo-ha! Woo-ha!
That's Busta Rhymes, you idiot.
Whatever, he's in there too.
Not all black people are in the Wu-Tang Clan.
He is in the Wu-Tang Clan.
Busta Rhymes not in the Wu-Tang Clan.
He was.
Google it.
God, you know what? Look, I swear to God. Hold on. Wu-Tang
There's 87 people in the Wu-Tang Clan, and Busta Rhymes is not one of them.
Are you, dude?
I'm telling you.
Hold on.
I love how you get these things and you're like, I'm gonna prove you wrong, and then you get proven wrong.
He's not.
Hey, I told you. They don't all look alike, damn it.
I thought he was in it.
I know you did.
They all look the same.
Jesus. It's time for Song of the Week, thank God.
I thought Busta Rhymes was in it.
No.
Fuck you. I got you on check, bitch.
That's why we can't have nice things. All right. Time for Song of the Week. Vince will play something here. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 list, TV and movie title mashups.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Thought we'd go with an easy one here. TV show and movie title mashups. This is kind of a go-to for us when I'm too lazy to think of a list. So
that's right.
If you ever wonder why we do this one every so often, it's because of that. So, all right, Vince. Number 10.
Tales of the Gold Monkey Shines.
Very good.
Nice.
My number 10, G.I. Joe versus the Volcano.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Joe versus the Volcano?
Yeah, Joe, yeah.
Yep. All right, number 9.
Black Sheep Squadron 303.
Nice.
Kicking it old school today, baby.
Yeah, you are. My number 9, Ready Player One, Day at a Time.
That's funny. One Day at a Time's higher on the list.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 8.
My Babysitter is a Vampire Hunter D.
I'd watch that.
I'd watch it too.
Speaking of one I'd watch, is my number 8, The Dark Knight Rider.
Oh, shit. Just car chases and shit?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Batsuit car chases. Hell yeah. All right, number seven.
Simon and Simon Birch.
I don't want to watch that, even if it has Gerald McCraney. And the other name I can never remember.
The other guy.
The poor other guy. The guy that not made your dad. Yeah. All right. My number seven, Dr. No Holds Barred.
Hell yeah.
I had to get a Hogan movie in here somehow. All right. Number six.
A-Team America.
I would watch that.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Yeah. My number six, Full House of a Thousand Corpses. That's just creepy, but I like it.
I'm into that.
All right, number five.
Facts of Life of Brian.
Yes. I would watch that.
I'd watch it too.
All right, my number five. I had a Hogan movie. Now it's time for a Hogan TV show. Give me Tropic Thunder in Paradise.
With the boat.
With the boat, yes.
You got to have the boat.
Yeah. It's just, it would just be Hulk Hogan and Robert Downey Jr. in blackface riding in a boat, solving mysteries.
Oh, my God. Joe Biden approved.
Biden, exactly. Number four.
The Shape of Water Ship Down.
Oh, man.
Dead rabbits everywhere.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's awful.
All right. My number four, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark Shadows.
X-rated.
Absolutely.
God damn it.
That fits well together. I like
it. Book it.
Yep. Number three.
Dennis the Menace to Society.
Insert Joe Biden joke here.
Biden approved.
Biden approved. All right. My number three. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood Squares.
Oh, Shadow Stevens. Oh, my God. He made the list two times in a row.
Yep.
We talked about Shadow Stevens last week, too.
Yep.
God damn it, Shadow Stevens.
We need to get him on the show.
We got to.
Or at least pay him money to do the intro.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Yes, and I want this.
I want it now, too.
All right, number two.
One Life to Live and Let Die.
Ooh. I see, that's how you put a female James Bond right there.
Right.
Yep. All right, my number two. Give me Zombieland Before Time.
That just makes me sad.
Yeah, Land Before Time always makes me sad. But you imagine if they're all zombies?
Well, it makes sense after they all die and they come back.
Yeah. All right. I'm afraid of what is your number one.
One Day at a Time, Chasers.
Ooh, I'm not afraid anymore.
Yeah.
I like that one.
A C movie.
A C movie, yes. All right. My number one. Give me The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that?
Just nothing but Dolly Parton running from Leatherface.
Yeah, naked.
When Burt Reynolds makes the save. I like that movie, God. All right. That sounds really good.
That sounds really good. God damn it. Call Toby Hooper up.
Oh, now I'm sad.
He's still alive, right?
No. I'm pretty sure he died last year.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so.
Was he on a list?
No, nobody had him on a list.
Fuck.
So, all right, let's get the listener picks here. Man in the Iron Mask.
Subtle.
Blue Blood Diamonds. Big Brother, Another 48 Hours. Those are all from Roboto. Ronnie comes in with Slumdog Million Dollar Baby. King of the Hill Street Blues.
Oh, my God.
I want that show. Just they're all cops.
You win.
Yeah. G.I. Josie and the Pussycats. Ronnie says Home Alone in the Dark.
Oh, shit.
Chris comes in with Kill Batwoman. The View to a Kill. WWF Monday Night Jaws, Nitro Rider, The Punisher v. Schindler's List, Dawn of Judgment Day. Orange is the New Black Panther. On Her Majesty's Handmaids. Fist of the White People. Breaking Bad Girls. That sounds like a whole different type of movie. Jurassic Parks and Rec. The Blackish Cauldron.
That's awful. Come on. That movie didn't get nearly enough like it should have.
Yeah, I know. Roboto comes in with American Gladiator. There should be an X in there somewhere. Then he said The Walking Dead Poets Society. Xena, Warrior Princess Bride.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
That's very good.
The Quake Spin City Edition. That's a shaky, shaky Parkinson's joke there.
Damn, come on, dude.
Gun Smokey and the Bandit.
James Arness.
Yep. And Vince, we're going to end Roboto here and our listener suggestions with one just for you. Happy Gilmore Girls.
Oh, my God. Lauren, goddamn Graham.
That makes you happy.
I would. I'm just paused, man.
Yeah, anytime you want to get Vince, just bring up Lauren Graham and Gilmore Girls. That's
I'd knock the bottom out of that motherfucker.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your suggestions. That was a fun little list. Let's go to some FMKs this week. Chris sent some in for us here, Vince. His first one here is The Brunette Next Door. Jennifer Garner, Jennifer Connelly, Neve Campbell.
Jennifer Garner's got to go.
Yeah, I can see that.
I bang Jennifer
Connelly.
I'm going to bang, yeah.
And then you marry Neve Campbell.
Yeah. Jennifer, goddamn Connelly.
Yeah, that's, yeah. The Redhead Next Door. Allison Hannigan, Amy Adams, Deborah Ann Wool. Well, instantly I'm marrying Deborah Ann Wool just because she's a D&D. And you can just play D&D and I'd be happy. Plus, she's smoking hot. You bang
Amy
Adams.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. And then Allison's got to go. But, yeah, I'm a fan of Deborah Ann Wool. That's good stuff right there. All right, The Blonde Next Door. Hayden Panettiere, Mina Suvari, or Alicia Cuthbert?
Hayden's got to go.
Really? You didn't like the cheerleader from Heroes?
I see her as the kid on Malcolm in the Middle. That's how I like, yeah, I see her when she was on Malcolm in the Middle. So no. 9. It's like Taylor Momsen. I can't, like, I see her singing.
And then you see Betty Lou Who?
Yeah, no.
Son of a gun, she was on, I forgot she was on Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
I had to look it up there.
Nope.
Hey, guess what? Busta Rhymes, not a Wu-Tang member.
Yo, you know what? Fuck you. That was last fucking segment. We've had a break since then, asshole.
Yes, we have. All right, so Hayden's got to go, so that leaves you with Mina Suvari or Alicia Cuthbert.
I'll marry Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. His next one here is Girls from the Bad Part of Town. Gal Gadot.
I see what you did there.
He has here Human Trafficking Recruiter, Amber Heard, U2,
shit.
Or Courtney Love, Murder. Courtney's got to go.
Yeah, Courtney's got to go.
You marry Gal for the money.
Oh, man, I don't know about that.
And then hate fuck
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard, yeah. All while dressed up as Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oof.
There you go. All right.
Your own little private hell.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to read this one.
Who's this? Is this Tony?
No, this is still Chris. It's a Vince's Dilemma Looking for Mommy edition. You pick two of each since they only count as 3/5 of a person. Felicia Rashad, Angela Bassett, Pam Grier, Stacey Dash, Aisha Tyler, and Vanessa Williams. I didn't even want to read that.
That's rough, dude.
That's wow.
Don't I love Vanessa Williams though.
Yeah, I do too.
God, she's hot.
I'm good with all of these. Really,
I'm good with all of them.
I ain't killing none of them.
None of them.
They're all humans.
I'm pulling a Juan.
Yeah, that's right. We get our Juan. We get one card a week.
Yeah, we got. We get to pull a Juan card.
Yes.
Hot.
Yeah, that's yeah. All right, let's just go to the next one.
Thanks, Chris.
Latinas. Eva Longoria, Sofia Vergara, Penelope Cruz.
I hate Eva Longoria.
I do, too.
I'm going to marry Penelope. Because she seems like the kind of person who would just be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, she's married to Javier Bardem, so.
Yeah, that's got to be. Yeah. And then you bang Sofia?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was the only reason people watched Modern Family that wasn't gay.
I never watched Modern Family.
It was just her in a high-pitched squeal and bouncing around. So, Latina songstresses. Natalia Jimenez, Thalia, or Shakira?
I don't know any of those people.
I know Shakira.
I know that one. I know that one.
Shakira's probably got the most money.
She's got the most money.
You marry her.
Bang one, get rid of the other. How about
there
that?
There you go. All right. See, he has a bag of hammer bitches. Jesus Christ. Christy Brinkley, who said football players should have lights on their helmets so we know who has the ball.
It's not awful.
Yeah, Jessica Simpson, who wanted to know if Chicken of the Sea was tuna or chicken. And Britney Spears, who said, I never really wanted to go to Japan simply because I don't like eating fish. I know it's very popular out there in Africa. These all have to be auditions for the AOC Lifetime movie.
Man, Christy Brinkley, though, man.
Yeah, still looks amazing. She'll look amazing.
Still looks amazing. I'm going to nail her.
Yeah, I'd marry Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, because Britney's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and Jessica Simpson's just stupid. Yeah, I think that's a good way to go right there.
Is there a good way?
No. No, there isn't. All right, we have three more left from Chris here.
Well, it's almost like a chore at this point.
Leftist curb stompers.
Jesus fuck.
Jeanine Pirro, Candace Owens, or Kaylee McKinney, who is the new press secretary.
I like Kaylee.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry Kaylee.
Okay.
And I'm going to knock the bottom out of Candace. And I don't want Jeanine gone. I just don't want anything to do with her.
Yeah, I'll go with that. That's, yeah.
Because Candace Owens.
Easy killer. All right, his next one here. Vanna White, Jada De Laurentiis, or Tisha Campbell? Tisha Campbell was, she was on Martin. She was Gina on Martin.
Oh, man. I know.
I would marry Vanna White because you know she has Wheel of Fortune money.
Yeah, but Giada De Laurentiis is the producer's niece.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if we were going to get that Evil Dead movie made again.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, you can't argue that.
All right. I don't know. This one's hard.
I probably bang Tisha.
Okay, yeah, I'm all right with that.
And then flip a coin on the other one.
Yep.
All right, oh my God. We did use our wand card this week, so this is the Did You Trick Her edition. Alyssa Milano, Rosie O'Donnell's character from Riding the Bus with My Sister, or Juliette Lewis's character from The Other Sister.
Oh, I'm going to nail Juliette Lewis's character from The Other Sister and marry Rosie O'Donnell because she got that macadamia nut money.
Yep. And then Alyssa Milano gets the Rona from her crocheted mask she's wearing now.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right, let's go to listener questions before. Thank
that's
you. Chris,
that's how I see it. I don't see it. I don't. There's no other way.
No, there's not. So. All right. Roboto would like to know, in your quarantine, you only have a Super Nintendo with a Super Game Boy cartridge. Which three original Game Boy games do you pick?
Tetris.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby's Dream Land. And Dr. Mario.
Oh, I didn't even think of Dr. Mario. Yeah. Give me Dr. Ooh, I don't know, though. Wasn't there a Castlevania? For
I can't remember. I never had a Game Boy. I mean, I had like a hand-me-down Game Boy.
Right.
But I never actually had a Game Boy. Like, I didn't get one for Christmas with the games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a Castlevania game. So I'm going to pick that. Give me Tetris and Kirby. Kirby's Dream Land. Yeah. I'll go with those. I remember Kirby's Dream Land, so. All right, he would like to know, when you were kids, this is Roboto still, how much of a shock was it at the reveal of Vader being Luke's father?
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that. I don't remember it being that big of a deal.
If I was older, it probably would have been. But, yeah, we're in the same boat. I was still too little to really get what the hell was going on.
When did that movie come out?
Original Star Wars was 77, 78.
When was,
So Empire would have been 81.
Was it? Cause I remember seeing Jedi at the drive-in theater in Cumberland.
Empire, May 80.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember Empire.
New Hope was May 77. And then Jedi was 83.
Yeah, 83, because we went to the drive-in to see Jedi.
Yeah.
Damn, that was a long time ago. I'm showing my age.
Yep, sure are. All right, Roboto would like to know, revealing the superhero's identity, has this ever happened with other characters or even attempted? Does it lead to fame and fortune for the person or people that do the unmasking? It never really works out, because you can always retcon it as, you know, Zatanna wipes everybody's memory type of thing. But let's see, Spider-Man unmasked himself during Civil War in the comics. Lex Luthor has unmasked Superman countless times throughout history. But it never really works out.
But it works for Superman, though. I mean, that's who he is.
Right.
I mean, Clark's just his, you know, alter ego.
Right.
Clark is actually Superman. I mean, you know, he's the guy.
Clark is the fake identity.
Right. So, if anything, Lex was doing him a favor.
Yeah. But it never really works out because the bad guys never really win in comics, so. All right. Handsome Dan would like to know, is the current rally by wrestlers against CZW a bit Me Too-ish? CZW existed for a long time with some prominent names having passed through there without anyone ever saying shit. Now all of a sudden they're big villains. What happened? Kind of a bit Me Too-ish, but ever since DJ Hyde took over from Zandig, people have been speaking out about it. Mostly, I think it's just mostly noise, but it's one of those if there's smoke, there's fire situations, and there's a lot of smoke right now, so I don't know. I do not know. Roboto here, it's very weird feeling to realize how quiet it is around Indy. Indy should have gained 200,000 people for the race this weekend. Have you ever sat and watched all three races on Memorial Day weekend? No, I have. Wait a minute. All three. If you mean at the track, they only run the one. Unless you're counting the lights series. But like the Memorial Day thing, I used to watch, I'd watch the Indy 500, and then I'd watch the Coca-Cola race, the NASCAR race.
You never watched it. You listened to it.
I've been to the actual race.
No, oh, I thought you meant like, you know, not watching it, watching it.
No.
We're not allowed to watch it, you see.
Yeah,
it's blacked out for us.
Yeah, you're blacked out.
So we've always had the radio on.
Right, when I lived back home, yeah, it was always Tom Carnegie on the damn radio.
Yeah, AM, baby.
That's right. But since I've moved, I've been able to watch it live.
Holy shit, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What's that like? It
freaked me out the first time. I'm like, this is happening now. I'm not supposed to be able to watch this. It kind of felt like that I'm not supposed to thing. It was weird. It was just weird to me. But yeah, it doesn't feel like Memorial Day to me. So ever since I've moved, it doesn't feel like it. Because I'm used to the track. I'm used to, you know, stuff like that. So
I really haven't even... I haven't even noticed.
I'm coming up for a NASCAR race up there one of these days. I'm telling you right now. If I'm allowed back in state.
I honestly
need to look into that.
I have not noticed.
Really?
You think, yeah, it's not... Nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's people like, oh, there's no race, but it hasn't affected me any. Of course, yeah. I'm not a big sports
guy. You're not a
big
sports guy, yeah. You'll go to the race and drink.
I don't, it's too many people.
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta stay sober, man.
Yeah.
I gotta stay clean when there's that many people around.
You'll just be arguing that, yes, he wasn't the Wu-Tang Clan.
He wasn't the Wu-Tang Clan. God damn it.
All right. Next question here comes from Chris, and it is a multi-part long question. Are you ready, sir?
No.
Okay. Calls it Space Force the Next Generation.
Shit, here it comes. Fuck, he blew me up the other day with this shit.
30 years into your illustrious career, the long war against Xenu and his legion of evil Thetans has become the new normal. You have been promoted to captain and given your own command. Where or what is your command posting? A battle cruiser, like Galactica or Scimitar, a planetary or deep space outpost, DS9, Babylon 5, or an Earth base?
DS9.
Yeah, I would go with that.
I gotta have my space juice.
If you're a command post, then DS9's a way to go.
Hell yeah, because Avery Brooks is the shit.
Yep, that's Hawk, baby. not a lot of people even know that. Not a lot of people even will register that.
Me and Brad were talking about that the other day.
About Hawk? You
know, yeah, well, about Avery Brooks and DS9. You know, everybody's so gung-ho about the whole diversity thing and inclusion with Star Trek. Why didn't they just bring back Deep Space Nine?
Yeah. You had a black running it, strong female woman that wasn't pushed as a strong female woman. You had space Jews. You had the whole thing.
Yeah, it was the whole shebang.
You're laughing at the Ferengi joke, aren't you?
No, totally. I got it.
Okay. All right. Who is your second in command? A much cooler Riker-esque Donald Trump Jr., a gender-shifting hermaphrodite Starbuck played by both Dirk Benedict and Katie Sackhoff, or the floating energy construct of Spock's preserved consciousness and intellect?
I gotta have Dirk Benedict.
Yeah, I'm going Starbuck. You can have the Dirk half. I'll take the Katie half. I'm good with that.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Katie Sackhoff is always my answer. So.
Dude, Face is gonna be on my fucking ship.
There you go.
Fuck, you kidding me?
There you go. Your crew physician is a robotic onboard medical network with the voice and personality of Wilford Brimley with the sensibilities of old-timey Sawbones, Trisha Helfer with a matronly dominatrix, or Jarvis from Iron Man.
Trisha Helfer.
Yep. Because if it was Wilford Brimley, he'd just keep telling me that I have the diabetes.
You got the sugar.
You got the sugar.
You know, where's Robert Picardo?
I don't know. He did. He just said Jarvis from Iron Man.
See, that's Picardo bullshit, man. Give me goddamn Robert Picardo.
But out of those, I'm going with Trisha Helfer.
Yeah, I'm going Trisha Helfer, yeah.
Who is your chief of security? A blaster-wielding grammaton cleric as an Equilibrium, played by Owen Wilson. Lobo from DC Comics. or a hive-minded collective of a dozen identical bald warrior children with glowing eyes, all played by Chloe Grace Moretz? Chief of Security Lobo.
Yeah.
Who is the kid in your crew? The childlike Empress. A 9-year-old Anakin Skywalker, as horrible things keep happening to him as comic relief. Or Wesley Crusher?
Childlike Empress.
Yeah. Let's see. The Thetans conducted on... they did experiments on you and gave you superpowers. Wait a minute. Left you with certain abilities. What is their nature? Your pineal gland was declassified and laced with a network. Jesus criminy, Chris.
Pineal gland.
Yeah, you can exert... Okay, you have Scarlet Witch powers. For one. You are super resilient and durable for another. Or you are completely physically imperishable. You don't need to eat, breathe, anything like that. You can't die. So,
that one.
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
Well, no, I don't know. That would be bad. Let's go with Scarlet Witch powers.
Oh, no more mutants. Okay. All right. Let's see. Who is your love interest? We'll finish this here.
The Doctor.
Admiral Beverly Crusher.
Oh, my God.
Ambassador Inara Sarah or Queen Ardala?
Beverly Crusher.
Yep.
No, right. Patricia Tallman from Battle Bond 5.
No.
What the fuck?
No, I can't think of her name from Farscape.
Aaron Soon.
Either her or the...
The plant?
No, not the plant.
Well, that's what she was. She was a plant.
The white one?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. What was her name?
The white nympho character.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I can't. Yeah. Okay. All right. Last question here. Which disability would be the worst to have? This is also from Chris. No arms, no legs, or being female. Jesus Christ. Apparently, Chris has had a horrible female nurse is what I'm gathering here from this situation.
This is some good drugs you got, buddy.
Yeah. Huh? That's arms. A lot of some shit. I think Dilaudid would be, or Dilaudid.
Look at you.
But I don't on my wish list.
Well, you drooling?
I think no arms would be the worst.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, I would. All right, let's go to Did You See the Stories this week? Bill Gates is a criminal who must be charged with crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Court, according to an Italian member of parliament. During a blistering 7-minute speech before the National Parliament, Sarah Cunio names...
Wop.
Okay, what? That got me. slammed Italian President Giuseppe Conte for teaming up with Gates in a global coup. She said, "We the people, we build the fires of resistance to such an extent it will not be possible to repress all of us. I ask you, Leader of Parliament, to be our spokesperson to give advice to the President next time you receive a call from the philanthropist, in air quotes, Bill Gates. Forward it directly to the International Criminal Court for Crimes Against Humanity." So, somebody's speaking up. Speaking of Bill Gates, he was on The Daily Show with the unfunny Trevor Noah and said that anyone who is unvaccinated will not be allowed to travel. Now, I have a question for you, the dear listener here. Do you remember voting for Bill Gates or giving away him any power to be able to piss all over your rights? Because I don't.
Yeah, he's got to go.
Yep.
You got somebody. Fucking throw that fucker in jail.
Him and Soros. Yeah.
They got to go. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, that's all there is to say. Yeah.
I mean, if you don't see the writing's on the wall, man, it's damn.
It's not good, and it's here. So, it's, you know, $10 a pound for fucking hamburger right now.
Yeah, I saw the picture. Where were you at?
IGA.
$14.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous. All right, next story here. The federal government has ramped up security and police-related spending in response to the corona, including issuing contracts for riot gear, disclosures show. The purchase orders include requests for disposable cuffs, gas masks, ballistic helmets, and riot gloves, along with law enforcement PPE for federal police assigned to, guess where?
Oh, shit, where?
Veterans Affairs Facilities.
Why?
The Veterans Affairs Department, which manages nearly 1,500 healthcare facilities around the country, has also extended special contracts for corona-related security services. They're afraid of the veterans getting pissed off now. I don't like saying we've told you so, so I won't. But please get ready.
Yeah, it seems like to me that you know, people are pretty pissed off about the right to assemble and, you know, apparently Trump's like, oh, yeah, everybody can go to church and the governors have a problem. They got to answer to me. And that was supposed to be today. So I wonder how many people actually went to church today.
Yeah.
I think really the big one is, and like I said, the right to assemble, that's, you know, that's a big one.
Yeah.
The Second Amendment, of course, they were trying to get rid of that. But I think the one that people are kind of like, you know, start arming yourself is the illegal search and seizure.
Yep.
That's, I think that's activating a lot of almonds out there.
Yeah, it's setting off bells and whistles of people that have been asleep.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, you're going to have this tracking app now. Oh, and by the way, we're going to track everything you do. Oh, and by the way, we're going to come into your house even if
latest COVID. Apple update has that, by the way.
Right.
Just a heads up on people. Latest Apple has the COVID tracking, contact tracing stuff in it. So don't update. All right. Next thing was sent in here. Grand Health Partners, Wellston Medical Center, Primary Health Services, and a patient on Tuesday filed a lawsuit against Michigan tyrant Gretchen Whitmer, the state attorney general and state health director, over the continuing stay-at-home order. According to the plaintiffs, the governor has continually extended the stay-at-home order to, quote, flatten the curve. The group believes her continually extending the stay-at-home order without approval from the state legislature infringes upon individual rights and liberties. So this is going to court now. So that's going to be interesting.
It's a miracle that it's... Okay, never mind.
Yeah. You don't even need to finish the statement. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Next thing that was said in here, everyone knows stealing is wrong. It's one of the few moral principles observed across cultures and history. So deeply ingrained in our children that our children often know not to steal by the time they enter kindergarten. So you think police officers would know this too, right?
Shh.
But according to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you'd be wrong. Applying a judge-made doctrine called qualified immunity, the court held that the California police who stand accused of stealing $250,000 cannot be sued because they were never told specifically that stealing the money from people's homes violated the Constitution. The Institute for Justice recently filed a brief urging the Supreme Court to weigh in and do away with qualified immunity. The theft case is Jessup versus City of Fresno. Two business partners who operated and serviced ATMs, cops suspected the men were operating an illegal gambling business. Fresno police searched their homes and other property. The officers did not discover any criminal activity, and neither man was ever charged with the crime. But after the police left, the two men discovered criminal activity by the officers. They had taken more than $200,000 in rare coins and cash, including currency kept on hand to restock their ATMs. The two men filed a lawsuit arguing that the police had violated their Fourth Amendment by stealing the money. Trial court held that the police were immune from liability. Ninth Circuit agreed, holding that even if stealing money from a person's home violates the Constitution, an issue that court declined to decide, qualified immunity shields the officers from accountability.
How?
You see on cop shows, and you hear this on like real life cop shows, like Cops and Life PD, that ignorance of the law is no excuse, right? Then why is it for cops?
Yeah, I don't understand. How the fuck? How? How?
Good question, sir. Good question.
That makes no fucking sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next story. Oh, this was sent in. In Sellings Grove, Pennsylvania, Dr. Jennifer Rager K posted an angry Facebook rant directed at reopen protesters that had been photographed at a recent event in Harrisburg. Still caught in the throes of the Corona Karen panic, she lashed out at anybody who would dare come near her without wearing a mask. She said, "I find it interesting that the largest group of those protesting the anti-lockdown protest and refusing to wear masks in public as they see it as a violation of their constitutional rights are those against any form of gun regulation. As a concealed carry permitted gun owner, if you refuse to wear a mask and try to come within 6 feet of me and my family, I will exercise the same constitutional rights and shoot you." The thing is, local media tried to paint her as a gun owner who was pro-gun. Except that during her campaign for House Representative that she ran, she got the support and backing and funding from Moms Demand Action. That's the Michael Bloomberg anti-gun group. Well, a week of outcry from law-abiding Pennsylvania gun owners, and she is singing a new tune. After facing intense criticism for her outlandish remarks, she is resigning from her position on a school board, saying, "As a result of a post I placed on social media, I have received threats against my personal and professional well-being that with great sorrow have compelled me to submit this letter of formal resignation to the school board of directors for a position I am honored and passionate to serve. It's no easy decision, and I felt it necessary to explain. After spending a significant time discussing with my husband, ultimately my decision is unironically the same reason I ran for school board, my family. No amount of inequity or injustice is worth the risk to my family and my profession. And if I must serve as the scapegoat to call attention to the extreme level of hatred and ignorance that exists and continues to pervade our community in an attempt for reconciliation, I will gladly accept that burden."
Shut the fuck up. You're a cunt.
Jesus Christ, come down from the cross. We need the wood.
What the fuck, man? Who does that? You fucked up. You fucking ran your mouth. Shut the fuck up.
This psycho bitch that wants to shoot people.
That's what I mean.
You come within 6 feet of me, I'm going to shoot you. I can shoot you from farther away than 6 feet.
Yeah, well, guess what, bitch? You don't fucking have to wear the goddamn thing.
You're just carbon. You're breathing in your own CO2. You're poisoning yourself. They don't work. CDC's, you know, unless you have a medical grade mask.
This whole fucking thing has been a power grab by the government.
Yep.
The whole fucking thing has.
There is a virus.
Yeah, there sure is. But it's not as bad as what they've told you it is.
Right. And everybody's like, well, we'll get the vaccine and everything will be fine. The common flu that comes around every year that everybody gets, right? They always tell you, go out and get your flu shot. It still kills about 50,000 people a year here.
Right. Fucking New York Times is virtue signaling. They put like 100,000 names in their fucking thing.
Yeah.
These are the people who died. Oh, wow. So it's 20,000 more than a really bad flu season. Is that what right. You're saying?
Yeah, that's what
the
numbers are saying.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right, you were talking about church there, Vince?
Yes.
A Mississippi church was in the midst of a legal battle to stay open despite local shutdown orders, was burned to the ground early Wednesday morning.
How could that happen, Wink?
According to responders, the First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs was vandalized and suffered a large explosion in the back of the church. The incident is being investigated as a criminal act of arson. "I bet you stay home now, you hypocrites," was spray painted on the church parking lot. Let's see, reported Fox Memphis. Investigators say the church was spray painted with graffiti and set on fire. There was a major explosion in the back of the church that blew out the front. Jerry Waldrop, who has pastored the church for 31 years, filed a lawsuit in April, pushing back against local leaders' orders, which conflicted with the governor's orders that churches were essential and to be remaining open. So it wasn't a governor's order he was fighting, it was the local city. And this was in court, and now magically, Wink, the church got blown up and burned down.
Because some cocksucker had to fucking do it.
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Hypocrites, oh, huh?
Yeah. And we're back to Michigan here with the next story. Michigan's stay-at-home order is set to expire on the 28th. But some sectors of the economy have begun to reopen earlier in regions of the state. Many people are wondering what could be next. People breaking the law and not getting cited for it at protests could change Wednesday during Operation Haircut, the governor said. Anyone who is planning to show up to protest, just please know that these executive orders are not suggestions. It's the law, and we expect people to abide by them. Well, there's the first problem. Executive order is not a law. Somebody needs to teach this woman some government class. If they don't, we'll have to look and see what action is necessitated. I would hope the people take that into account when they decide to make the trip, because I know that we don't want to write tickets, but if that's what's necessary, that's what's going to happen. I'm hopeful that it doesn't. An executive order signed by the governor of Michigan that went into effect mid-April prohibited traveling between two residents and banned travel to vacation rentals. Except radio host Randy Bishop posted a photo of several vehicles near the governor's summer home in Birch Lake, Michigan. The cars happen to belong to the governor's husband. Yet another case of rules for thee, but not for me. Her husband gets to go to the summer home, but you couldn't go. You were locked down. The fact that she is still breathing air surprises me.
You know what? I was going to say that.
I don't want to say it, but it surprises me.
It does.
That there's not some wackadoo just snipe her out.
It is a goddamn miracle.
Yeah. It really is. Oh, we have another, it looks like somebody's trying to wrangle into that Biden vice presidential nom thing here. The Ugandan giant and old legs up herself, Kamala Harris, introduced a resolution condemning anti-Asian sentiment as related to COVID-19, including the use of the phrase Wuhan virus. She did this in Congress.
What about Kung Flu?
There's a bunch, probably.
What about chicken pox? Hooly cough?
That's the funny one, yeah. This is to condemn all manifestations or expressions of racism, xenophobia, discrimination, anti-Asian sentiment, scapegoating, and ethnic or religious intolerance. To expeditiously investigate and document all credible reports of hate crimes, incidents, and threats against the Asian American and Pacific Islander community in the United States.
But we can burn churches down. That's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. Oh, now we go to the UK. A mother is fuming over her 11-year-old daughter's schoolwork, which asked children to define hardcore pornography, among other inappropriate topics. Children in years 7, 8, and 9 at an academy in Hull were set to work in their personal, social, and health education class as part of their home learning. Teachers have asked 11 to 14-year-olds to define pornography, soft pornography, hardcore pornography, transsexual pornography, as well as female genital mutilation, wet dreams, trafficking, male circumcision, breast ironing, and more. They were also asked questions about alcohol, drugs, and smoking. Following complaints from parents, the Academy has apologized for any offense it caused.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, all these people are being homeschooled and there ain't been one school shooting, right? I just like bringing that up. Speaking of a shooting that injured one security guard at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi in Texas on Thursday has been determined to be terrorism-related. That's according to the FBI, if you can believe them. The shooter was shot dead, but a second person of interest may be at large, according to the FBI. Kind of like when the FBI said there was a second person at large at Oklahoma City. Don't look into that.
Or what about the how long's it been? Was it the Las Vegas shooting?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no humanly possible way he could have shot it. Yeah, we're not going to get into that. ABC News learned the shooting suspect has been identified as Adam Al-Shali. according to three U.S. officials familiar with the investigation. So, if you ever wonder why we are so against everyone vote by mail deal the Democrats are trying to push through so hard, then these next stories are for you. Fears of voter fraud only increased this week after a California man found a stack of 83 mail-in ballots shipped to a single neighbor's apartment. This was in San Pedro. He found the two stacks of ballots on top of his mailbox on Saturday. All 83 ballots were unused and addressed to different people, all supposedly living in an apartment that he knows to be occupied by a single 89-year-old woman. Him and his wife took the ballots to the L.A. Police Department, hoping they would investigate. Instead, the police sent them to the told them to go to the post office to report the incident. He left the police station feeling certain that the ballots would not be investigated, and now he's certain the voter fraud is going on there.
Okay, so just fill them out Republican.
Yeah, just... A former judge of elections in Philadelphia has been charged and pled guilty to illegally adding votes to Democratic candidates in 2014, 2015, and 2016. Thursday, the Department of Justice announced charges against former Judge Dominic DeMuro for stuffing the ballot box for Democrats in exchange for payment. Next story here, South Carolina election ballots were reportedly, they ended up in Maryland. After mail-in voting for the June 9th primary had already begun. Election officials are blaming the printing company.
Sure.
Yeah. Government Accountability Institute research director says the city of Detroit, Michigan has at least 30,000 more registered voters on their voter rolls than citizens eligible to vote.
Voter fraud.
Nothing to see here, folks. Move on.
It's blatant. It's fucking blatant.
Between 2012 and 2018, 28.3 million mail-in ballots remain unaccounted for. They're missing. The missing ballots amount to nearly 1 in 5 of all absentee ballots and ballots mailed to voters and residing in states that do elections by mail. States and local authorities simply have no idea what happened to these ballots since they were mailed. And the figure of 28 million missing ballots is likely even higher because some areas in the county or in the country, notably Chicago, didn't respond to the federal agency's questions. Watchdog groups say that the sheer volume of unaccounted for mail-in ballots creates serious concerns about election security and being able to guarantee that elections are conducted with integrity. The same people that have lied to you about the COVID death numbers now want to count your votes. I'm sure nothing will be fishy there at all.
No, man, come on. He will not win.
They're going to try.
Trump is not going to win.
I've told you, November, the election's going to be the tipping point.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, Trump will not win the election because they're going to cheat. They're cheating now, and nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, well, yeah, something here. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
I'm the big lady called Get You Gimme.
She wanted to shut down a church, right? So Saturday night, the mayor put up temporary no parking signs in an entire neighborhood where normal residents of the neighborhood had parked their cars totally legally and were sleeping. 7 a.m., she had a mob of tow trucks arrive and take everyone's car. All the cars were gone in a very short time, including those of people who were legally parked in front of their homes. The problem with this is the church had a contract with bank and other businesses to use their parking lots. So all the parishioners for morning service parked their cars in those lots, and none of them got towed. When the mayor heard what happened, that only normal residents plus medical workers who were normally parked on the streets in that area got towed, she flipped out, and for the next week's services had police cars block the entrance to those parking lots the church was forced to use in an attempt to force churchgoers to park on the streets where they would be towed. All this against the law, by the way. By that time, the church knew what was coming and told everybody. Result, zero church cars towed and one very pissed off neighborhood. There was a local media blackout of the story, and the only way it got out was that a police officer made a post about it. That this is what was going on in Chicago.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. And now we get to Wu-Tang Biden ain't nothing to mess with.
Woo-ha! Woo-ha!
Joe Biden declared Friday morning that if black Americans are unsure whether or not to support him over Trump, then saying, quote, then you ain't black. Biden made the unsolicited racially charged remark as he did an interview on The Breakfast Club with Charlemagne the God. Apparently that's his legal God-given name, saying, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. This was not in response to any question, but the host had said, it's a long way until November. We've got more questions. But that's when he just blurted out that if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. It don't have anything to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community, the radio host shot back. Donald Trump Jr., the president's oldest son, responded to Biden's comments, tweeting that it sounded racist, and said, imagine if my father had said this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. And they're still going to vote for him. There's black people like, oh, yeah, we're just going to vote for him anyway.
Yep. There was people,
fucking motherfucking Democrats, man. We're still going to vote for him.
There's There's people to believe that he did sexually assault Tara Reid, and they said, it doesn't matter, we have to vote for him because Trump. There's a woman who's a columnist for some magazine said that she would still vote for Biden even if he boiled babies and ate them. You're not going up against sane people. You're going up against insanity and, in some cases, evil. Period.
That's where we're at, folks.
Speaking of evil and being able to defend yourself from it, Representative Hank Johnson, Georgia Democrat, lobbed the next missile in the battle to ban the good old AR-15. This time, it's being accompanied by proposed taxes, a extra 30% firearm sales tax and a 50% ammunition sales tax. He introduced the Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act, along with a slew of other prohibitions targeting the Second Amendment. National licensing for ammunition and gun having a stroke.
Ammunition,
a federal ban on hundreds of semi-automatic weapons, a ban on magazines, a ban on gun-making kits, disbarment from the Second Amendment until you're 21, and a blanket ability by any person to cause authorities to take your guns without due process.
That's good shit.
Ask yourself why they want you unable to defend yourself. I don't care what political side you're on. Why would the government, period, want you unable to defend yourself? And get back to me. All right, I don't have a good story to end on, Vince, and this one is actually pretty fucking horrible. A man was taken into custody after video surfaced on social media of him assaulting an elderly man inside a nursing home. The Detroit Police Department said in a statement they arrested a 20-year-old male in connection to the assault and battery of an elderly male in the Westwood Nursing Center on the northwest side of the city. After punching the elderly man several times and drawing blood, the 20-year-old can be heard cursing at the elderly nursing home patient. He appears to wipe blood from the elderly man in an attempt to hide his wounds. Both were apparently patients at the nursing home, according to the Detroit News. At first, it was unclear why the 20-year-old was there, but in a statement his father released, he stated that his son is mentally ill and has the coronavirus. And it appears that the assault was racially motivated. If he's got corona, what the fuck is he doing in a nursing home? Hey, Governor Cuomo, can you answer that one for me?
It was Michigan.
Yeah, But Cuomo's the one that's Cuomo and Michigan and Pennsylvania and somewhere else.
They said they were shipping Corona patients to those nursing homes,
right?
And not using the resources for where they were going to go in the first place.
Yep. So they sent this Corona mentally ill person. Let's use that vernacular, and he beat the shit out of an old army vet who was basically bedridden.
An old white guy.
Yeah, and it was racially motivated.
Right, but nothing's going to happen.
This is why we say you got to be able to protect yourself. The only person, you are your own first responder. And just, man, just be careful. Bad things are happening. Vince, do you have any final thoughts on this Memorial Day pre-show?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. And man, just be careful. Have a good Memorial Day. Try to stay safe. Just always be on the lookout. Get ready for whatever the hell's coming next, because something's coming. And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.